This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you realize there are 69 days left in the year? Woohoo! Then we swing into 2019. Officially, really, it's starting to feel like the holidays and also like sparring, politically speaking, because anywhere you live, I'm sure you're seeing those lawn signs all over the place. It is not a presidential election year, but there are some big stakes out there for these midterm elections, some big seats. Are you voting? Hopefully you're registered to vote. I like to say, if you want to complain, whine, kick the can down the road or whatever it is you want to do. If you vote, at least you're part of the process, right? It's so easy to say, I don't like anyone running. If more people voted, then you would get people you liked running, and if you got a little bit more involved in the process. I'm not here to lecture, though. This is supposed to be a talk show where I definitely express my opinions, and my opinion is because we have the greatest country on the face of the earth where we've got free voting, meaning we are free and clear to vote how we choose. They're not putting guns in our faces. I saw that. I witnessed that. And we're not seeing stuffed ballot boxes in front of our eyes where we're getting pushed to the ground and told to shut our mouths. So it's important. The midterm elections are very important. There's been a lot of debating going on. There's been a lot of campaigning. I don't know about you, but how many texts can I get from in my case, the Cruz campaign or Beto O'Rourke, it's crazy. I mean, I'm getting bombarded from all sides, but other people are telling me the same thing. So the big hustle is on, especially where the races are close, and that Senate race is actually a little closer than I think the Cruz people would like. And they've had a lot of debates, and there's a lot of glad handling going on, shaking voters' hands, going out, kissing babies, doing the things, period, you know, that you do. So as we get closer to that, that's part of the buzz. But I think the other part of the buzz has nothing to do with elections. It has to do with a lottery. Mega Millions. Big, big, big. It's up to a billion. In fact, 1.6 billion is the jackpot. It could be where some people win and split it. It could be one person wins the Mega Millions. It could be a group of people go in at a factory, at an office, at wherever, and they end up winning. You know, they say, according to one paper in Nebraska anyway, they say they configured that tickets sold for this last drawing at a rate of about 400 a minute on Friday. Ooh, wow. So nobody won. It balloons up 1.6 million. And it makes you wonder, wow, it's so big. Powerball, too. Nobody won Powerball, so that shoots up as well. And when the pot gets bigger, people get more excited. They buy more tickets, or more people buy tickets. And it becomes lottery fever. So now it's lottery fever. Somebody said, how can I increase the possibility of winning? Oh, if only we all knew. I guess it's, you know, the combinations. If you want to guarantee a win, it would cost you millions, however. I guess if you won, you could split the winnings with someone else who guesses the right numbers. I don't know, but it's not possible because the combinations are too crazy. And they even say all kinds of things. So you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning. You have a better chance of flipping a coin and having it land on heads 28 times in a row rather than win. I heard a guy say that the other day. Versus picking these numbers. But, you know, investing a couple of bucks and having some fun doing it, come on, why not? And if you do win it, disappear as fast as you can, because what happens then would be a frenzy. Who doesn't want to interview the person who won $1.6 billion? Who doesn't want to know where the ticket was sold? That whole kind of thing. It would just explode. The story would explode. And that's usually what happens with lottery people anyway. But this is a crazy number with 1.6. If it's a group of people and it was a giant group of people and you split it, that still would add up to some pretty good coin, retirement type of money. You know, people always talk about that. Would they retire if they won the lottery? Or some people say they would still do what they're doing because they like it. But I would have to think that if you were doing what you liked and you won a crazy amount of money, since we don't know what our timeline is, I mean, hey, you could still do something else and find something worthwhile to do and travel. I don't know. But I wouldn't spend too much time figuring out ways to spend the money, because it is such a long shot. It's ridiculous. It is fun to talk about, and it is kind of a fevered thing. So, sure, why not? In the meantime, a couple of tricky stories have popped up on the radar, one dealing with the death of a journalist, Saudi Arabia consulate. He was there. And, of course, this is the big story of Jamal Khashoggi and going in into the consulate and the fact that he never left, and now the revelation that he was dismembered, and then the story about, well, things got out of hand and there was a fight and all this other kind of stuff, because there's video that shows him entering, no video leaving. He was going in for innocent reasons to get marriage paperwork, and for weeks the Saudis denied any knowledge of his fate, saying he left the consulate after entering. But then the reports show that he had been tortured and killed. So there's international outrage over this. The regime is saying 18 people have been arrested, but are you buying this story that's being pumped out there? Here's the deal. We have a $110 billion arms sale going on with Saudi Arabia. So what does that mean? It means that the relationship with Saudi Arabia is on the line, depending on what the president decides to do, if he does anything or if Congress does anything. But the disappearance of Khashoggi, then what happened ultimately to him, is sickening, can't be denied. The explanation is bogus. The crown prince of Saudi Arabia, give me a break. He is a ruthless type of ruler, and it puts us in a quandary, a terrible quandary. And he wrote some excellent columns for the Washington Post, because he was critical. He told the truth about what was going on in Saudi Arabia, and I bet they didn't like it, because why do you go after him when he's in the consulate? You know, you're there, and you all of a sudden you don't come out again. I mean, obviously they knew it. They went after him, and that was it. So you've got journalists all over the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. You have cries for explanations, and not very many good answers are coming out of this. You've got the UN considering, you know, when you look at Amnesty International, they're talking about what they can do, and wow, this is intriguing, that's for sure, and very, very sad. Stay with us. It's all about numbers, and we're going to talk about those numbers next on America Tonight.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads. pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
After all, I just proclaimed that, didn't I? There's a sad story to start with, but a lot of people were telling me about this story, and I had no idea what happened. How about this lioness that killed the cub's father at a zoo in Indianapolis, the Indianapolis Zoo? The Indianapolis Zoo staff said they heard an unusual amount of roaring at the outdoor yard on Monday morning. When they got there, they saw that the female lion, Zuri, was in a physical confrontation with the adult male. The zoo personnel tried to separate them, but Zuri had Nyack by the neck until he stopped moving. They did, a necropsy on the lion and found out that the 10-year-old male died of suffocation from injuries to the neck. The two lions were housed together at the zoo for 8 years, and they produced 3 cubs. And they said they never, ever had any examples of aggression between them. And they're investigating it. What are they going to do? They say there's no change to what they're doing to manage the lions now in that area. But it does again illustrate how you can, even when you think you know animals, you know, the old thing, if the animals could talk to us, because this was unexpected, not at all. You expected to happen when they have this great behavior all the way through. And, of course, they study that, and then, poof, something happens, and it's unexplainable, and it's very sad. Like I mentioned, a lot of people certainly were talking about it because I know that I had people asking me questions. Did you hear what happened at the zoo? And sadly, after that, I did know what happened at the zoo. So we move from the Indianapolis Zoo in a much different direction, if you will, and talk instead about weather and talk about what's happening weather-wise, now that we're starting to see the big turn into the fall, and after these hurricanes come through, Hurricane Michael happens, we see the tragedy, and it's much worse than what some people thought happened in the aftermath. 32 people from across Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia were killed. 15 in Florida's Bay County, where it made landfall as a Category 4. And the fury is still being seen because they're finding, the rescuers are still finding people as of a late date. They're finding bodies. And that's why the number has risen. You had 2,500 structures damaged, 162 destroyed. So they've got transitional shelters up, but you have people that are just still in shock, because just imagine, and I say this, just imagine that I don't care what you're living in, what kind of house, how big it is, what it is, just imagine that you don't have electricity, you don't have a house, you don't have anything, and now you got to figure out, granted with insurance and all that, but you got to figure it out, and everybody around you has to figure it out. So this isn't happening overnight. This is going to take some time to sort it out, get the checks, get ideas of where you're going to go. You know, really, honestly, pick up the pieces. And it's tough to pick up the pieces. It's just a reminder of that, especially in seeing that they're still finding people. So it's not completely, there are still areas where they're clearing it out, there's streets that are closed, there's places where they don't have electricity, and that makes it very, very tough, incredibly tough. And then there's this. I read this story the other day. Between 300 and 700 barrels of oil a day have been spewing since 2004 at a site in the Gulf of Mexico where an oil production platform owned by the Taylor Energy Company sank during Hurricane Ivan. But for years, there wasn't much conversation about it. 14-year-long oil leak off of the Louisiana coastline. Wow, that's got to be one of the worst in history. I saw some photographs, made me think of it because I saw some photographs, I had no idea, of, you know, you think of Deepwater Horizon back in 2010, but you see this, and it's what's happening at the Gulf, and some of the biggest expansions of leases for oil and gas industry are in that area, and that entire outer continental shelf to offshore drilling. It's such a mixed bag. I mean, of course, does anyone want these oil leaks, these oil spills? No. But 14 years, because they have broken wells that are releasing so much oil, that researchers needed respirators to study the damage. So when it took down that platform, that's what's happened. So they can't even study it correctly. They are doing, you know, they say they're doing what they can, but it's very, very difficult to figure that out. On average, they say 330,000 gallons of crude are spilled each year in Louisiana from offshore platforms and onshore oil tanks. And of course, the Gulf, though, is one of the most productive oil and gas regions in the world, not just off the coast of the United States. About 600 million barrels this year, 20% of the total, think of this, 20% of the total U.S. oil production, another 40 barrels underground waiting to be recovered. So for every 1,000 wells in state and federal waters, there's an average of, they say, 20 uncontrolled releases of oil or blowouts every year. Wow. And knowing that, that they had to deal with that, like BP, for example, sets aside money. They've got $66 billion for fines, legal settlements, cleanup of all of that. And it's the same with some of these other companies, what they have to rely on. I mean, what they have to think about because of these spills. And then it's a tricky thing in the cleanup, and it's obviously pretty tricky when most people don't even realize what's happening there. And certainly I'd have to say I was one of them. I mean, I knew there were spills, but I didn't realize there was one that was continuing to go. All right, since we're in that direction, the president has signaled some opposition to the nuclear waste site in Nevada, despite the budget proposals to fund it. So the president told a reporter he'd be very inclined to be against storing waste near Yucca Mountain. The administration has designated $120 million for the project. So it looks like, who knows, is that going in a different direction or not? In both of its budget plans to Congress, they had designated the money for that. And justifying the funding proposal, Energy Secretary Rick Perry said, we have a legal responsibility. We have this waste out there. We need to have this licensing issue addressed because there's a licensing deal that's being discussed. And that's vital that they have that happen. You forget about the whole Yucca Mountain thing until you talk to somebody who knows more about it, or they're kind of in that, I guess they're in that, somewhere near that area, I suppose. All right, when we talk about numbers, some of the numbers for the box office have been pretty interesting. You know, we do our cheap movie review, and the box office for Star is Born has been pretty good. And that movie's only been out a few weeks, and that, of course, is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. But Venom is really ruling, especially internationally. You've got Venom crossing over. You have Star is Born crossing over into the numbers that they thought they would see. So Venom had the number one spot abroad, $32 million from 65 markets. A total, if you throw in North America, to $460.2 million. A Star is Born, same thing. They're cracking all kinds of markets. It's generated $22 million from 75 overseas markets. The tally is 74, and totally globally, it's $201 million. But look at the comparison. For Venom, $460.2 million. For Star is Born, $201 million. Although I think both of those totals climb up perhaps even a little bit more. Stay with us, introducing you to a really cool author coming up next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, This country doesn't want them.
President Trump talking about the caravan heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. On Twitter, the president saying, full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens from crossing our southern border. People have to apply for asylum in Mexico first, and if they fail to do that, the U.S. will turn them away. The president goes on to say the courts are asking the U.S. to do things that are not doable.
You have some very, very bad people in the caravan. You have some very tough criminal elements within the caravan. I will seal off the border before they come into this country.
He goes on to tweet, the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party. Change the immigration laws now, in capital letters, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To get her perspective on something that I think a lot of people suffer with and suffer through, you know, what we do in our daily lives. Evelyn is joining us, and she's written a great book called Grace Lynn that I think is so incredibly impactful. I love this novel and the places that it takes you, and you will too. So, Evelyn, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kate. It's such an honor to be on America Tonight Radio.
Oh, thank you for saying that. And, you know, you and I talked off the air, and it really is a powerful story because you and I both agree that we don't always know when we see people what they're going through. So take us through Grace Lynn's life. What was Grace Lynn's life like, and where you pick it up in the story?
Okay. Grace Lynn is my book. It's my novel. It's a 380-page novel, so it's not a short story. And it's Christian-based, and it will take you through so much and so amazing emotions that you'll be glad probably when it's over so you can actually just breathe. I would call my book a fictitious supernatural thriller. And the story begins with Lynn. She's the main character in the book, L-I-N, and she leaves Hemet, California, and drives to Greenville, South Carolina, to start her new life. She rents a small U-Haul and drives herself cross country to start her new life. She reaches Greenville and she gets there safely. She pulls a little mattress out of her U-Haul and takes it into her Cracker Jack box apartment that she had rented and throws it on the floor to sleep for the night. And then that's where the book starts. She wakes up in the morning in Greenville on her mattress on the floor. So this book takes you through so many emotions, Kate. One minute you're laughing out loud. One minute the tears are rolling down your face. It is such a heart-wrenching story. I try to take it to the depth of the heart. With so many people, that's where they live. They live in depths of depression or depths of despair. And they go out and everybody thinks they're fine. But the heart is hurting and aching, and there's so many people like that. So with my story, I take you in many directions. I take Lynn through things like Ouija boards, and there's exorcisms and demons. She fights a lot of dark forces in her life that try to keep bringing her down, because God's got her hand on Lynn and he's using her for his purpose. So she's always fighting the dark forces just to keep above ground and to keep going. But through all this, this book will tell you how the grace of God is so unmeasurable and so wonderful. And when you find the grace of God, you just pick yourself back up and you just keep on going. And God gives you that strength to do that.
Wow, what a great synopsis of the book. And we're speaking with Abba Lynn. The book is called Graceland. You can pick it up on Amazon.com and wherever great books are sold. And I love that.
Right.
She wakes up on a mattress in Greenville, South Carolina. And like you say, the dark forces are working. And, you know, you go through this Ouija board and exorcism. To do this, did you have to do a lot of research? I know a lot of this is based on what you've gone through.
Right, and I have been used quite a bit in my life. I had an Ouija board experience when I was very young, which opened my eyes to the fact that there are supernatural spirits out there, and a lot are not our friends. So I had this experience as I was really young, so that kind of put me in the direction to try to understand what was really going on out there and what was real and what was not. So I've used this this experience, and a lot of these are my lifetime experiences. I've worked with people who have been in satanic ritual abuse and all that. So my last 10, 20 years, it's been definitely working with the hurting and the people that are fighting the dark forces.
And what would you tell the people that are fighting the dark forces? Because I think you're offering them hope. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that there is no greater force than God. And that every other force has to bow down to him. And when you have him in your heart and in your life, you don't even fear these things. They're just, I call them demonic roaches. They're just pests. And you, with the power of God in you, you have all the power in the world to fight these things and to bring them down. People just don't know how to deal with it. And they live in fear. And the thing is, you really need just to fear God, because under God, everything else means really nothing as far as fear. So I actually teach you, take you through an exorcism, and then I actually teach you or the reader how to deal with this if something like this should happen. So there's a lot of golden nuggets in this book. Past the story, there's a great story, but there's a lot of hope and help and healing and how to deal with dark forces, how to pick yourself back up and be strong and have a wonderful, fruitful life.
Oh, I like that, a wonderful, fruitful life. And the book is called Graceland. We're speaking with Abba Lynn. And, you know, we go back to all these things that happened in, because so much of this, as you say, coming through the other side, happened in Greenville, South Carolina. What were the people in Greenville, South Carolina like in the book?
Actually, she had only been to Greenville, South Carolina in the book one time, and she moves there to be with her cousin, Junebug, who she's lonely. She came out of a divorce a few years earlier. So she moved to Greenville to be with her cousin, Junebug, and the first day that she gets to Greenville, there's this event that happens that literally changes her life forever. And I'm not going to tell you what the event is, but that's where the story takes off. After this event, and then it just takes you through her journey where everything is being led, where she's being led and everybody is reaching out to her. And she goes through quite a trip. And the end of the story, you will not believe, Kate. It is such a cliffhanger that you would never think that it would have ended like this. So I try to keep my readers excited And this is actually going to be the first book. I've just finished my second one. And it's going to be like a saga where the second book takes off where the first book ended. And mainly my main goal to write this book is just to help the hurting, encourage the ones that feel they have no hope, just to keep on going, keep on trying. God loves them, and they're going to be okay.
What a great message. And I love those cliffhangers that you talk about that you put in the book, and it's smart, and that's, we want to encourage people to go out and pick up Grace Lynn. Abilene is the author of the book, and that's what we're speaking about. How about the writing process for you? Because now you say, well, here you are to the second book, but what was it like writing a novel that's 380 pages?
Yeah, you know what? I spent, for Grace Lynn, the first book, I spent about a year and a half writing it, and I could actually write a book on what I had to go through to get this book out there. Because the dark forces were hitting me on every direction. But I got the book out there, and it's a book of poems also. It's got a lot of wonderful poems in it. It's a Christmas story. The time frame starts like December 1st through February, and it just kind of takes you through the whole Christmas season, and it gives you Christmas poems and the joy of Christmas. And it just, to me, it'd be just exciting to read this book during the Christmas season and enjoy your Christmas while you're reading about Lynn's Christmas.
No, I like that. You and I talked about this before off the air, and I want to make sure that listeners get a chance to hear you actually recite that favorite poem. Will you do that for us?
Okay. The poem that I recited when I talked to you last time was called Prayer of Despair. And it's a poem that I wrote when I was at my lowest. And I'm being a poet, I always try to rhyme things. So if I was in despair, I'd get my yellow pad out, and I'd write all my despair, but then I would rhyme it with words. So then that's how my poetry started, is from my heart. And the poem, Prayer of Despair, I'm going off the top of my head, so bear with me. It goes like this. As I sit alone with my broken heart, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. I envision dying. Would that bring me peace? Would it be better if my life and breath would cease? I'm tired of trying. I'm tired of crying. Oh, God, I fear I'm dying. Oh, Abba, please hear my prayer. Oh, Abba, please show me you care. And then it goes on from there.
Wow. I love the way that you... you know, recited that to us. And again, we're speaking with Abilene. The book is called Grace Lynn. What do you want, and I think we get that message through this really powerful conversation, but what do you want listeners to come away with your book? Laughing, crying, feeling that there's hope. What else?
You know, emotions are so good for us. They're God-given. And, you know, you think through a lot of things when you're down. You go to a place where you just kind of get in your own little world, and you think about what I should do or how I should do. So all of these poems and these directions, I think all these emotions are actually good for us. But the best emotion is picking yourself back up and realizing you're not alone and God's got you. And he knows your pain, and he knows your heart. And pick yourself up, and you'll be amazed when you pick yourself up. You actually come back stronger, and you come back more determined. So I think the goal for my book is just to pick up the hurting, saying, hey, stand up. You're going to be okay. You're going to make it. There's thousands of us have been there, and we've made it, and you will too. So that's my main goal, is just to pick up the hurting, encourage the ones that need it, and strengthen the masses.
Wow. What a perfect place to end this. You definitely want to get this book, Grace Lynn, Abilene. Congratulations on the book, and thank you so much for joining us.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online.
embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Transformation, moving from the ordinary to the extraordinary. And wait till we dive into this. You are going to love it. So pay attention. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So the title is great. I mean, it really grabs you. I'm just going to ask the broad question first. How do we truly move from the ordinary to the extraordinary?
It's about relinquishing our egos, not only our psychological ego, but also our spiritual ego. And they come into existence because we all experience emotional wounds and traumas, whether minor or greater. And in the process of doing that, the egos form. Now, the egos do have a useful function. They protect us from doing destructive or stupid things, but on the other hand, they can limit us and keep us from expanding and growing. And life is meant to be joyful. We're meant to walk the path of joy. And in doing that, we have to learn how to relinquish the ego so that we can begin the process of moving forward to creating our lives as masterpieces of joy.
This is powerful stuff. And, you know, walking the path of joy, anyone listening to this, I guarantee, who doesn't want to do that? And it's a tough thing to do, to relinquish the ego. And you said it, you need it for protection in certain ways, but to walk that joy, that path of joy, you have to relinquish it. So give us some tips or some ideas on how we can start to do that.
Well, part of the process is to learning how to be still and go within. We live hectic and busy lives, and our mind likes to fill itself with all kinds of chatter and thoughts. And we find diversions and things like television and the like. And what we have to learn how to do is to just go silently within and begin to contemplate our lives, what's going right, what's going wrong, and how we can change things. And then in certain cases, we have to begin to explore all the healing technology that's available to us, whether it's self-help books, getting into some kind of counseling or therapy, or finding a religious tradition that emphasizes the positive and not is fear-based and negative. And in doing those things, we begin to learn how to let go of the ego and the negative aspects of the ego and begin to walk a path of joy. With our current technology and availability on the internet especially, the thoughts and ideas that were once allowed for a select few are now available to all of us. And if you're guided, you can find things that will help you to move forward. And since there are no coincidences in life, you're able to find the path that you're directed to begin the process of doing this.
And we're speaking with Eric Alsterberg. The book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. You're, I'm sure, going to rush out and pick this up when you're listening to this and talking about hanging on to it. That's why I said this is such a great topic, subject, et cetera, and it's been your life's work, and you've seen this in dealing with people. If you can just get there, it really is. It really does open up everything to you, right? Because you know how to get through whatever the hurdles are that are thrown your way when you can walk that path of joy, right?
Yes. And the process helps guide you even further to moving forward. So as I go forward in the book, I talk about how to relinquish the ego and truly walk the spiritual path. And the spiritual path is complete forgiveness, and most importantly of yourself, complete non-judgment, and unconditional love. And although those sound very simple, they're actually very hard to do. But it is possible to do it. And in doing that, you really begin to manifest that path of joy that we're talking about.
Yeah, and you talk about non-judgment, and that's one of the harder things, isn't it? Because of the world we live in, because of how we are raised and how we look at things through whatever lens that is. Part of that is, isn't it, going back and just relinquishing, like you said, forgiving yourself and just letting go of all of that fear?
It is. And it's amazing in working with my clients, the thing that they find the hardest to do is to forgive themselves. So one of the dangers with our egos is that we continually punish ourselves and feel that we have fallen short. And in fact, if you understand God and unconditional love, he's already forgiven us. So in our ego, we say, well, God's forgiven us, but we can't forgive ourselves. And that's the furthest from the truth.
So somebody starts on this journey, and you said it, you've worked with so many people and you've seen this over the years. Is that what drove you to write the book? Because you knew, hey, I've got this key and it's all coming together. To me, it's like you're a great puzzler and you've put the pieces together. Does it feel like that? And is that why you really wanted to share this with everyone?
It is. And part of it was as I increasingly walked the metaphysical path as well as the work I do with clients, I began to put all together the thoughts about this and give people the idea about how they may do it for themselves as well.
What do you think is that, and you talked about it, whether it's self-help books, and of course the stillness is so important, and the various specific tools in doing this that you talk about in your book, but what do you think is the first thing that someone really has to do as they try to decide, okay, how am I going to tackle this?
Well, the first step is just to be honest with yourself that life isn't always gone as well as we'd like, and that we get trapped in defensive systems and ways of thinking that interfere with our ability to move forward. And so we live lives of quiet misery rather than seeing that there really is the possibility to move forward and create joy in our lives. A great example is when we have that first rejection in our teen years of our first love, And so we make a decision at the ego level that we're never going to trust anybody again and never let anybody get that close to us. And so we stay trapped in that quiet misery rather than seeing that taking a risk and really truly finding and experiencing love, no matter what the outcome may be, is really the way to go. And so as we learn how to do that, to take risks, to take chances, to climb that mountain, we begin to see that we really can have a much better lifestyle for ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned this in talking about that with you, too. You've really opened up a lot of doors through the metaphysical path. And it's interesting because more people are starting to gravitate toward this. I think a long time ago, decades ago, there was somewhat a hesitancy for some people. But why is that such a great way to go?
Because what you realize is that there's a larger truth and a larger reality than what our five senses say exists and what the collective consciousness, which is now shifting, by the way, says is reality. So as people have learned to experience deja vu experiences, as they've learned to experience seeing somebody in a crowd and feeling like they know them, and that person looks at you like you know them, and when you start to see near-death experiences being recounted, all these things lend themselves to a larger reality that we can begin to tap into. And that's where the relinquishing of the spiritual ego becomes very helpful as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. I'm wondering, because right away I'm thinking about a sequel. Are you planning a sequel?
I am. I've already been formulating some ideas about how we can then further take this relinquishing of our egos into a more spiritual path of life and into different levels of consciousness. We live in a world that believes in a 3D consciousness, and in reality, there's other levels of consciousness, and we can begin to move into those as well and more walk the spiritual path and experience what it is to be truly aligned with our God self, our higher self.
Wow. I can't wait for that, I got to tell you. But this book is phenomenal. What do you hope people take away from this, Eric?
That they really begin to understand and see that there's more to life, that they can really begin to walk a pathway of joy and experience life at higher and higher levels of happiness and joy. What I do in the book is I talk about learning how to create balance in our lives, how to heal ourselves at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that there's really a real masculinity, that it's important for the return of the feminine in our lives, and how to have healthier relationships. And I also have a chapter on the sacred responsibility of parenting, because I think that's the most important job in the world, is being a parent.
Absolutely, I agree. Pick up the book, Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. Eric Alsterberg, my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.